previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I was just saying, like, the story of the anthem again. This poor lady battled with bits of our anthem again. And our anthem is a lot. It's a lot for some South Africans. Daar's baie tale in ons landslied.
That anthem honestly reminds me of when you had a braai and the one Oakie's had a few too many braai's. And then Sweet Caroline comes out.
You do it remarkably well. Yeah. I'm just saying, enough now. Enough now. Why must foreigners sing our anthem? Is it a tradition I don't know about? Is it money? Because if it's about the money, I will go as far as saying on the show this morning, I will get this radio station or somebody to pay for a plane ticket for a South African singer to go and sing our anthem.
Oh, I love that.
And the accommodation.
Yes.
I mean, give me a number. I mean, let's work with... you know, lack of accommodation, a plane ticket, suck geld because it's expensive.
Yeah.
What is it? 40K, 50K?
I'm going to say 40, 50K.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That.
Is that the reason why we have to go to another country and say, do you guys know anyone around here who can sing Nkosi Sikelel'i?
Yeah, and then some random person. Oh, yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah. Our Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren over here. Yeah. She sings so lekker. And then these poor singers are like, what?
Yeah.
How many languages does this song have?
Thank you.
And we're like, a lot. Okay.
A lot of languages also changes in tempo and things. And you must get it all. And you're singing tomorrow, by the way, Lauren. It's fine, mate. I got it.
In fact, we've left out a lot of most of the languages, just to make it easier.
Yeah, but how many languages are in there?
Four, I think. Four or five? Four? I don't know.
South Africans, we need to have a chat off the
show.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my offer on the table. I'll discuss it with management later. I'm sure they love the idea. we will pay for a singer to fly over. Where's our next game caller?
Dublin.
Ireland. Nice. What a lovely place. What a lovely place. Beautiful place. Lekker. Any South African singer would love to go to Dublin.
Oh, yes.
We pay for their ticket to go and sing our anthem, and then we don't sit with the same nonsense again. Honestly, it's the year 2025. Let's get with the program. On the line, I don't want to keep him much longer. I know his time is precious. Joining us on the line is Nick Mallett.
Hey.
Oh, Nick. How are you? Good morning. Thank you very much for holding on.
Yeah, very well, thanks. I was really enjoying that conversation and giggling away to myself.
But tell me, is it a bad suggestion?
Great idea.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you very much. Nick, it's a great time to complain is when you win. Okay, so, I mean, we don't only moan when we lose, but now we've won twice in a row with this red card situation, and caller suggested we get you on the line just so you can weigh in, right? What is your take on this red card situation?
Yeah, so just before the this quarter series of Northern Hemisphere Tour period started, World Rugby gave a gave permission to the referee, the on-field referee, to take a decision that if an action it starts off as illegal and remains illegal as it happens, then there's no you can't have any mitigation. You can't start looking for excuses as to why it happened. So I think this has been a real disaster because for a number of reasons. First of all, the Lotiago one 2 weeks ago. Arguably, he didn't wrap his shoulder. His arm was down. And once they say you go into a tackle with a braced shoulder, they equate that to thuggery. And I just think it's just, it's just a mistimed tackle. When you talk about thuggery or, violence, you're more talking about a punch or a kick on the head on the ground or something like that. Mm. But, a lock forward, he manages to bend at the waist, come in at the right height, which would have tackled a guy around the waist had he been standing. There's another tackler, and you've hit him in the head with your shoulder. Then one could argue that the guy has changed his tackle technique and his technique is good. But no, they stick to the letter of the law. They say that the shoulder has been braced. He's hit him on the head, direct contact. And so listen, he got the red card and he got four games. This one this weekend, I think, is slightly different, and I think is really unfair because I don't think there was direct contact to the head. And if you play it really slowly, it hits him on the upper chest first, then his arm is wrapping a little bit, and perhaps some part of his arm, which is wrapping anyway, collects him around the neck. So to make a decision like that in a foreign stadium, looking up at a big screen with thousands of home supporters screaming that you must give him a red card, is totally the wrong way to take a decision. You should be sending it to a bunker, yellow card, upgrade it to red if you think that it is. And the guy in the bunker who's away from the stadium can look at it over 8 minutes look at all the angles. And he can take an objective decision.
Brilliant.
So I think the last 2 weekends have been really tough on us.
Morning, Nicholas. Always good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear you too.
Something that really worries me is the wording conventions that are coming out of World Rugby that referees are now using. One that we heard on both occasions, it was always illegal. Yes. That means the referees now put themselves in a situation where you can't back out of making the biggest call.
Exactly.
And then the other one that really concerns me is when I hear referees saying, oh, he was leading with the shoulder. What are you supposed to lead with?
No. Connor, have you ever seen anyone in rugby running into a tackle with both arms stretched out in front of him?
And then leading with your chest. What are you talking about?
You look like a high-diving sort of candidate or something. You know, it's ridiculous. You've got to prepare yourself. The one side, I mean, we really do work very hard on our tackle technique because we've got a lot of big guys. And we are a physical side, and we use the physicality, you know, to wear teams down, both with the carry and also with our defense, you know, by knocking guys backwards. So we train to go to bend at the waist and to go in low. So someone like Dierman Edsabeth or Erchia Snyman or Lord Thiago Mostert have all improved incredibly in terms of changing their tackle technique. And that's what World Rugby wants, is for us to change our tackle technique from a stand-up tackle to a tackle where you're actually going bending at the waist, and both of these players were bent at the waist, and both of these players, I mean, I think Lurt probably slightly less so, but Mostert definitely didn't hit him directly on the head, and also he was attempting to wrap with his right arm. Now, if you hit a guy who's another thing is if you're hitting a guy who's 80 kilograms and you're 115 kilograms, that guy's going to go backwards. He's going to fly backwards. So it's quite hard to wrap sometimes. You sometimes knock the guy backwards before your arm completely gets around him. But I'll be very surprised if Mostert gets. They let Tate Byrne. You know, but Tate Byrne had a similar situation where Barrett ran straight into him
for Ireland.
For Ireland, and he was standing straight up. Didn't see Barrett until the last moment. But then he braced himself, and also he also braced his arm and hit him in the head with his shoulder with a braced shoulder. Now he's been let off.
Yeah.
So I think it's a consistency, Colo. That's what really is a perturbing thing about this. Is that one situation is judged in a certain way by a certain disciplinary committee, and at the moment we're getting we're getting hammered.
Nick, I'm full of suggestions this morning. My suggestion is for the red card situation is, if you don't need to slow it down, the call should be made in real time.
In real time.
If you can in real time see if it is a red card or not. That is my take. The moment you have to slow it down and play it 10 times in the stadium and everyone watching, I think that's when it becomes vague.
It looks much worse than it really is.
Much.
And but that's also, Martin, that's exactly why they put the bunker into place. You know, they've actually said, we don't want our referees to be subjected to the pressure of a home crowd and a difficult situation where they're looking on a big screen and and maybe can't see the incident with the clarity that someone in a bunker can. So let's take it away from the referee, take away that on-field pressure. Now it seems as though the both assistant referees and the ref are sort of talking themselves up to say, listen, I don't want to be the one referee who makes a mistake and doesn't give a permanent red card if afterwards it's been proven that that it was, you know, that it was a clear red card. As I said, both of our situations, I thought Lurt was probably a little bit worse than Mostert, but even so, I still think those should go to the guy in a bunker. Yeah,
Nick,
and in addition, it really does spoil. It's not an intentional act of thuggery, which is what the wording is. violence and thuggery. It's not. It's a tackle technique that's good, and the player has adjusted his height, and you've hit him. You know, if you have hit him in the head, it wasn't because you were attempting to do so.
And it spoils the game, not for us, the other sides. Oh, they lose worse.
Martin, did you see the meme that's gone around where we've announced the team to play against Ireland? And our number 5 lock is a red card already. You know?
Oh, that is brilliant. That is so brilliant. Listen, are you available to go sing the anthem this Saturday?
He would have been more suited for the Italian one, I think.
No, thank you. I also listened to that and I thought, oh dear, this is not going to go down well.
A red card saved that way as well. Nick, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you. What a legend. Thanks, Nick.
Cheers, colleague.
Grazie mille, signore.
prego.
Nick Mallett on the line joining us out of Cape Town this morning.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.